Next pasuk, Parak Daled, pasuk Tes Zayin. Uri Tzafaynu Bo Yisei Manaf Yichi Gani Yizlu V'Samav Yavoy Dodi Lagana V'Yechal Prima Gada. The end of the parak.
That was Prima Gada. I'm assuming.
If you paid attention to the safe to the Shearashim, you'll notice that there's many Sfarim whose names are named after Pesukim and Shearashim. Just the previous pasuk that we had. Probably have 10 farm right there. Out of the 13. Hardest remind him.
Okay.
Prima Gadim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Kfarim Naradim yet. Atzi Lavoina, Pirish and Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Marva Alos is Pirish and Rabbinus and Epshitz. Rosh Hashanah, Mayan Ganim, Slavic Bear Mayim Chayim is like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's interesting.
Wait, and we said we were referring to the 13 meters.
Yeah.
We're still,
we said that last
13.
Now we're up to this. Uri Tzofoin, Rashi explains, Achar Sha'arav Alai Rechacha, V'noi Mishkan Nesayich, Ani Mitzaves Amrucha, Is Tzofoin Nesem Lafiach, V'ganecha, Lotzis Rechacha, Atoiv L'merochik. V'al Dugma, Asher Shagolius Miskaptris, U'mikol HaGoyim, Mivien Oysam, Minchol Yerushalayim, Of we may opinion you saw the bottom shom the mighty will come so much even you have done the lagana you have to show my kosha so basically saying look you're spread out in the goals but eventually come back you have done the lagana of your help you god let's celebrate in the base of together and let's all come back and celebrate so now Hashem very nice you being mishabach us well let's tachlis garet let's celebrate in the base of So, Uri Tzafon Abayi Teimon, Kamashi Kosov, Zak the Goyin, Ha'imel the Tzafon, Tanil the Teimon Atichloi. Meaning, he would Tzafon Shom Kol HaToyvais, Tzafon is the way, is the reference to Dvarim Toivim. Kamashi Kosov, Ma Rav Tuvcha, Asher Tzafanta L'Reacha. Even though there means Tzafon, right? But also the Mepharshim say, by the way, by Tzafon Barich Halal Nirtzar, that it's the Marav Tzuvch, this pasuk Marav Tzuvch Asher Tzafon Talerecha, it's referring to the Geula Asid Lavoi. So Tzafon is a direction, is that where we refer to of the Toivos. Marav Tzuvch Asher Tzafon Talerecha, Chosh Kosov Ata Gibor. I don't know what that's referring to. Shumidas Adin, Soymech Neufel. I don't know what he's there. Aval Litaimon, Shumidas Achesed, in Tzarch Lavakish, Litain, Rak Al Techloi Pirshali, Layafsek Chazdoi. Lochain Namarkan. So he's going on this Pasuk in Yeshaya where it says, Ha'imel Tzofa in Tini, you have to beg Tzofa, please give. Well, Litaimon, don't hold back. Why? Because suffering is midas adin. So midas adin, you have to request. Please give. Midas rachum is teimon. Al tichloi. Don't hold back. Suffering, you have to ask to give. Okay. L'chein nemar kan uri suffering. L'fish it suffering. Tzarich it's iris. Midas adin. So after everything, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says. So all the shvachim that we have, uri suffering be ma'ir the midas adin. Uboi Seimon. And come from the Midas Arachmonus. And let's gather together in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Va'inyan Shem Dal Dvarim Kan. Then he goes on, he says, another pshat is that there are four inyanim mentioned in this pasuk. Uri Tzafon, Uboi Teimon, Hafichi Gani Yuzel B'Sama. What are the four things? Uri Tzafon Uneged Alevim. Levim are more associated with Midas Adin. Kehanim are more associated with Midas Rachmir. Generally speaking, because we start with Midas Rachmir usually. Rachmir then Din tempers that. So the Kehanim are usually first. Kohen then Levi. So Kohen symbolizes Midas Rachmir. The Levi is tempering that. He locks the gates at night. He does those things to temper the Midas Rachmanus. He's watching. He's the shomer. So Uri Tzavon Aboy Teiman. Hafichi Gani Pirish Tinoshu Es Haylona Es Began. Blow wind. I'm negative. Yisrael Shai Ois Can Kol Hashavua Betfila Uveruach Piam. Mevakshu Shi Skabel Akarban. So we are beginning ruach, which not reach ruach, meaning to say. We are shaykhis with the karbonas is from far. You could blow in, but you're not touching it. So hafichi, hafichi, what is hafichi? Gani yizlu b'samav came a klishir shiun nishmoy merachik k'may b'samav shirecham hoylech lemerachik, and you should even have music there. V'zeu oimer uri reyach atzafan uboy ruach adarim lehafiach legani. Sheyizlu b'samav lachot v'yariach doidi v'yavu legani v'yilch apir megadar. Basically, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to flesh out exactly what it means. But basically, the concept is we should have the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash should be mashpia on everybody. The Levim should have their portion. The Kohanim should have their portion. Klal Yisrael should have their portion. And whatever everyone's portion is should all be like music and b'samim, and it should go out and out and further away. Means when you create a restaurant, if you want Pearson, there's not enough to get a restaurant that tastes good. Again, same thing we've been saying the whole time. Taste is much more ikar, but reach has a long can
further reach.
Has a further reach because it can reach the people that even are not tasting it. So if you have a good restaurant, you want it to people everyone walking by the street. It's not going to be like, what do you, if it just has good taste, then you're not going to call anyone's attention. So we want the reach of the Beis HaMikdash to bring people in. Okay. Because this whole pasuk is going al Beis HaMikdash shayu akehanim b'daram v'alavim b'tzafayim v'heim hayu k'moy hareach l'Yisrael l'oiram v'az yavo idoigi l'gana v'zeo shriyas hashchina. And finally, the Shekhinah will be united. Now, if you remember, this whole thing started because we started this parak describing the Boy Aretz. Remember that interesting passage about Yeshua?
Yeah,
the Dor Boy Aretz was on a higher level. And we all started with the Dor Boy Aretz. And we basically were explaining how we were so close to Boy Olam. And first of all, we saw the beauties of Klal Yisrael. And Memela, now we're finally at the peak. When we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying Yoichal Pri Megadav, this is the prayer. This is the prayers. This is what you've been working this for. You know how many years was it from Yitzchak from Shem until Binyan Beis Hamikdash Rishon? 100 years on.
The Binyan Beis Hamikdash.
500 years.
Like 450 after they got it there, so right?
Like 450 after they got in, and 40 years in it. So it's a long time planning. So in this one parak, we just basically, in the first four parakim of Shirashirim, we've gotten up to 500 years. We've gotten up to like 3,000, about from, primarily from Yitzchak Mitzrayim till now. Okay. Okay. On the bottom here, there's a sefer called Avodas Gershuni. Avodas Gershuni appears from a different Talmud of the Gaon. So he says Uri Tzafon is the Shulchan, which is on the Tzafon. Uboy Teiman is common. Let us light the menorah on the south. Afichi Gani Yizlu Besomov is the Keteris.
But Uri Tzafon is Lashon Avar. Oh, Uri is the
Yeah. And then Yavodoydi Laganoi.
Thanks for the share.
Thank you. Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Shkayach.
Okay, we'll be in touch. You're traveling now again soon?
2 weeks from yesterday. Going out west. Going out to my doctor in Denver and then California.
Right. We're going to go out. We're actually in August, we're going to Denver.
Oh, very good. Very good. Enjoy.